my God, I feel like we haven't done an NMR in like a hot minute. We've been so
Honestly, we
busy.
haven't. The June is like non-existent for me.
I know.
I think like post my birthday till now, it's just been go, go, go. I've been in New York three
Right.
different times.
Yeah, you have.
But and
Hi,
I know this is
everyone.
now late, but the Knicks won the
The
NBA
Knicks.
championship.
Let's get right into it. Our June has been busy. We got to hang out with each other, which was part of why we haven't had an NMR in a minute. So we'll get to that in a second. But let's get to the most important thing. The Knicks won. Darren, the last
Yes.
time we chatted, I think that they were like, it was like game two or something. They were doing great.
You were
And
in town, I think, for game, I want to say 3 and 4.
that
Was
sounds
it the one that
about
Trump
right.
went to and then the one that
No.
Taylor Swift went to?
It was the one before Trump went to, which they
Game
won.
two.
Game two.
Game
And
two.
then I might have been there. No, I was out of town by the time. No, I was still in town when Trump was there. That's
Okay,
right.
so
I
that was
was
game
there.
three, and that's
Yeah.
the only game that we lost against them. That's how I kind of like
Yes. Yes.
keep it together.
Yes.
Guys, I even got John to watch the Knicks. Like
Listen,
he was watching basketball, and I felt like even though I live in LA, I'm always going to be a New Yorker. That's where my mind is in New York, and
My mind. Your
always
body
in
is
New York,
other in other
Pete.
places, but your
Well, that's the
mind
thing.
is in
So
New
when they
York.
won, so Knicks in five, Knicks won the fifth game. I was actually in San Diego.
What? I didn't
Yes.
even know that.
I
What were
was
you
in
doing
San
there?
Diego on a boat doing like a moderated conversation for City
Oh.
Cruises with Kate Chastain and Sandy. I put on the game because like the dinner cruise was happening like while the game was
Obviously.
going down. Like I even told the audience mid because like the guy who's running it, he's like, go nuts, go watch the game. Like he's like,
Yeah.
have it on in your lap, like play into it. Like
Play a
I'm
thing.
here
Yeah,
with it, you know?
exactly. Yeah.
So I kept like updating people every 5 minutes. Like I'd interrupt Sandy'd be like saying something super inspirational. I'd just be like, guys,
Guys.
we're down by five, but there's 8 minutes left. And we're like,
Yeah.
okay,
Okay.
that's the
Now, did
conversation.
the
No one's a
San
Knicks fan
Diego
here.
audience care at all or no? Not
They
really.
cared. I
Yeah.
think they cared. They cared because I cared so much. And
Sure.
then
Okay.
literally we won that game. We won the NBA championship,
Yeah.
like as I was wrapping up the
Oh my
conversation. And the
God.
feed on the boat was maybe like a minute delayed. So when I went upstairs, it was still like a minute left in the final game. So I got to like see it
Did you
happen and
already know
relive.
that it
I knew
was
that
they
we had
won?
won because I was
Okay.
watching the score
Yeah.
on my like
On your
watching the
phone.
play-by-play, but I wasn't
Yeah.
watching the actual game.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. And I was just like screaming and FaceTiming everybody. I mean, it was really incredible. Obviously, I was
Yeah.
going to New York on that. I was taking a red eye. I was going to be there on Tuesday, which was going to be game six.
Okay.
And obviously, it would have been cool to be in New York,
Oh,
have New York
yeah.
win in New York. But
Yeah.
I didn't want to mess with it. Even the
Yeah.
parade. So I was there for the parade.
That's right.
I didn't go
Didn't end up going. It's
because
a lot.
A, I'm not a parade person. Remember
That's
when
right.
I was
You're
in the Pride
not.
parade and I like was like, it's Pride? Like
Yes.
I had no
You're
idea.
like
And I
trying
was
to
like
get
in it.
across town. You're like, oh my God, I'm in the middle of
I'm like,
Pride
oh my
Parade.
God, I
Hate Pride.
hate parades. I like parades for other people. I don't like
Yeah.
parades for me. I don't
Yeah.
really know what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Like,
Well,
I'm
listen, it's all
seeing the Knicks.
fanfare. Yeah, you're seeing the
Sure.
Knicks. You're there get with
But
celebrating.
it
Yeah.
opened at 6 a.m. and it was
I
already at
know.
capacity at
I
8 a.m. I
saw
was coming
that.
from New Jersey. It wasn't going to happen. And I was like,
Yeah.
I'm just
No,
going to
yeah.
watch this on TV
Yeah.
and enjoy it. And it was great. I mean, it really, for those 6 to 7 weeks that we were in the NBA finals and the Knicks were doing so well and no one
Yeah.
predicted it, even
Yeah.
on here, you know, I was like, making it
Yeah.
to the finals would be winning.
Yeah, I remember,
Fact
yeah.
that we won, like, for days after that, even my dad, when I went to New York that Tuesday after we won the NBA finals, it had been like 3 or 4 days. And he was like,
Yeah.
I still can't believe it. He's like,
Yeah.
it's unbelievable. And everyone in New York, it was just such Knicks pride. Even now, like people are just wearing the
Oh,
gear.
yeah.
And it's so it felt really good to just A, be a fan of a team for so long that finally had paid off. That was the
For sure.
final nail in the coffin of a New York team that I needed to see the championship. But
Well,
it just for
congratulations.
those moments, it's like now with the World Cup, this is kind of what I wanted to say because the
Yeah.
World Cup is now LA, New York, Philadelphia, Kansas City, Seattle, Mexico, Canada, I think, in terms of the United States
That
areas. I think
sounds about right. Yeah,
I
there's
might
some
say
place in Texas
Santa
too.
Clara, I think, near
Okay.
San Francisco as well.
Okay.
But even for these moments, right? Like when you're going into a bar and you're rooting for your team, politics just don't matter.
I know,
Whether
it's
or
so
not you voted
nice.
for Mamdani or Trump or whomever, I'm just trying to think something New York specific versus something globally. Like it doesn't matter. It's just, did you see that Senegal game on Thursday? Like it's that. And it, with the Knicks, it was like, did you see Brunson? You know, did you see OGs? And so it just, it was so nice. We went back to a time where I felt like
I
social media
know.
was just fun and it wasn't negative. And it made me hearken back for a time like 20 years ago that we kind of had this. And sports is really like such a great unifier in that way. It's kind
It
of like music,
is.
except music right now is so politically coded too. It's like if you like country, you know, if you like Morgan Wallen, you know, Kid Rock, forget about it. So it's that's still coded, but for some reason, sports, it's like, yeah, everyone watches sports.
Yeah, and
Everyone can get
it's
behind the USA team. You're not a soccer guy, but like you're gonna root for the United States. Like if they were in the finals, you'd root for them and you're watching that game
And then I'm the
just
biggest soccer
because.
fan. I'm Soaker Lover 24, whatever you were back in the
Soaker
day.
star,
Soaker star,
please.
thank you.
Thank you.
No, I've made it very clear on the show and other places. I'm not a fan of most sports until like the championship, and then I'm like
Yeah.
the biggest fan. Like, you can't get
Then you
anything
pretend
past
that you've been a
me.
fan all along.
The Knicks stuff is very interesting though, because obviously former New Yorker myself, and like honestly, I was living vicariously through you. I mean, I've known you to be a Knicks fan for so long. You're like the only, I'm sure I have other friends that are Knicks fans, but I know you're the like you're my closest friend, I should say, that's a Knicks fan. So I was in a weird way, like kind of invested. And then, listen, I got into enchiladas, aka NHL, and I know
NHL,
you're.
yeah.
And the next thing I know, I'm just like, maybe I like other sports ball tournaments, you know?
Things,
So
yeah.
yeah, I looked into that, but also, to be completely honest, like we were just talking about, when I was there for game two, I think I said this on a previous episode briefly, I had not felt a buzz like that in New York in a long time. Like, and
Yeah,
I live there, we live
anywhere.
there. Yeah, and I lived there for 10 years, and a lot of things came and went. Like, I remember when gay marriage was passed during Pride in
Sure.
2015, like, of
15.
course, very niche kind of audience, but like that was a huge, fun, overwhelming celebration in the streets, and it was a
Well,
blast, and it was kind of similar.
remember last year when me, Nadine, and Rot went to that 6 hour and 45 minute World Series game that the
Oh
Dodgers
my
ended up
God,
winning? And
yes.
Dodgers are my second favorite team. And even that wasn't even close to everyone's feelings about the Knicks because the Dodgers are. Have been recently a
Well,
winning team.
that's a good point.
So
Yeah.
the Knicks for it to
Knicks
be
have not.
like you know in the movie Titanic when the old woman like she's like it's been 84
Oh,
years.
years. Yeah, it's like
So
that
many memes
meme.
that next day were like
Yeah.
it's been 53
53. Yeah,
years.
that's so funny.
And you're
Oh
like,
my God.
yes, it has been
Oh,
53
and you know what
years.
I've loved about those memes? It's like, here's what New York City looked like the last time the Knicks won. And it's like the 70s, and it's like a whole different world. I'm like, oh my God. Well, I'm really excited for you and all the Knicks fans. And I
Thank
became a
you.
Knicks fan. I was telling a friend, I'm like kind of a Knicks fan. Like, I'm going to be a little more invested in
You're
them
gonna buy
when
the
the season
gear.
comes back around. I'm going to buy the gear. I'm going to follow them. I had the score updating on my phone in live real time. You would be really
No, you
proud
were
of
like
me.
texting me, like you were
I
one of
was
my
really
friends. It was like,
excited. Yeah.
you were like, I'm really excited for you. And I could sense that excitement. You
Yeah, I
know, it was
was.
good seeing you in New York. It felt kind of like old
Oh my
times, even though it was
God.
brief.
Yeah, it was really
But you
quick, but.
came to my hotel. We were staying at the Waldorf Astoria. And let me tell you something. That hotel in New York City had been under
Unbelievable.
construction for 8 years. 8 years. And I lived right by it. And so
Oh, that's
getting to go
right.
in it was really, 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 really cool. And one of the perks that they have is like they're so good to dogs. Like we knew that Snoopy was coming. They knew Snoopy was coming. They had a whole dog bed. They had a whole dog toy thing for her, dog bowls. They had
Unbelievable.
rain jacket in case she got wet. Like
I've never been
it.
treated this well, just to be clear. for that. And
Every
this dog
doorman was
has
like,
a,
"Up, oh,
yeah.
Snoopy!" Like in the morning, like, "Open the doors
What?
for Snoopy." Oh, they knew her by the end of it because we had been there for like three
Oh my
nights. And you know
God.
how she
Yeah.
is. You know how
She's
she
a
is.
diva. She's a diva. Yeah.
She's
She commands
she
attention.
gathers her commoners. She
Yeah.
goes along. But that being said, you came up to come see her.
I did. Well, first, let's set the stage too. I was so excited because I was there for work. And I remember, like, I had texted you a couple weeks before this, like, are we be there? And I think you said, I feel like we weren't 100% sure we were going to be there at the same time or something. But eventually we found out, like, several days before. By the way, I could not figure out when Darren was actually getting into town. How many times did I text you, like,
No, you'd be
hey,
like, "Are you
welcome
here?" And I was
home?
like, "Hey, I'm coming Sunday night." And
Two
then, like, it
days
would be
later.
Sunday during the day. You're like, "Whoa, are you
Are you
here?
here?
Can I
How
come
was
see
your
it?" I was like,
flight?
"Sunday night."
I was like, how was your flight? You're like, not there yet. I don't know why my like brain could not comprehend that you were not there yet,
Something
but
about June, May,
I was
June,
so
just
busy.
like,
Yeah, I was
yeah.
so busy with my work schedule for the Tonys. But anyway, so I want to say, like, whenever I was like so excited to see you. Like, I hadn't seen you since I had visited you in LA last year. And you know, it's just like you're just a comfort. You're like home to me in a
Really,
weird
known
way.
each
And
other
like,
forever.
yeah. And when I
Except,
what?
what did you say to Snoopy when you first saw her? Or what did you say to
Well,
me about Snoopy when you first saw her? First thing, first
I was just
thing.
gonna let me get there. I was just gonna
Oh, I'm
say that
offended.
when I saw Darren, I hugged her and I said, it feels so good to hug you in New York because we
Yeah.
hadn't done that in a couple years. And there was just something very like recharging my battery about that personally. Giving you a lot of love. I just wanna make sure we put this in on the record. Lots of love here. But then here's Snoopy. We were walking Snoopy to make sure she pee pee poo poos for a
Yeah, she
moment.
pee-pee, she pee-pees and she poo-poos.
I didn't call her anything other than observed that she had gotten much larger
You called her a big girl.
from
You
the
called her a
last.
big girl. That's what you called her.
I said, come here, little big girl. I mean, listen, when I last saw her in person was April 2025. She was
Yes.
much smaller. Like, I had the understanding that when I saw her, like, she was on her way to adulthood and, like, wouldn't probably get that much bigger. I was completely wrong. She's twice as big as she was back then.
I would
Are
not say
you
she's
aware of
twice as,
that?
she was probably like 6 pounds when you saw her, and she's like 8 and a half
Okay.
now.
Okay.
Who do you think knows,
Maybe.
who do you think knows her daughter
I
weight more?
know.
But the
You're
fact that
right.
you like fat shamed her
I did
immediately,
not. Well, listen, it's
she did
magic
recognize you though.
retaliation.
She did recognize you
You think
though.
she did? Good. I'm glad she
Well,
did. Yeah.
I think she came to come sit with you on the couch for a little
She did do
bit.
that. Once we went into your hotel, she did do that. I took a whole bunch of ridiculous photos. Like, you know, like doting aunts and uncles who just take all the
Yes.
pictures and then run out the door. That was exactly what just happened when I was there. I
Yes.
took probably 20 pictures. In fact, guys, it's not up as we record this, but it will be by the time you listen to it. I will post a gallery of just portrait photos of Snoopy that I took
She's
in the
perfect.
Waldorf Astoria because she's just truly a sweetheart. Like, and she's
She's
just
an
so well
angel
behaved.
baby.
Yeah, she really is the sweetest.
She is so well behaved. I'm very
Yeah.
lucky. And like, it's nice that my friend, like, she can be in a hotel room and she just kind of like sits. Like, that whole trip, she had gone to Vegas because we went to go see No Doubt at the Sphere,
That's right. So
which
jealous. You
was
and another friend of
so
mine have
sick.
seen it. Yeah, I'm so
So
mad
sick.
about
So
that.
she did that. And then she flew to New
Yeah.
York. And it is not to be like, it is not, to, it is so underrated how comforting it is to just have like a well-behaved dog
Yeah,
that you
I can
almost need to,
imagine.
like, I feel so lucky and blessed. Nadine and I talk about it all
Yeah.
the time of just like, she could be so many different things. Like, one of my
Oh, yeah.
friends has a, like, basically a golden doodle, love her to death, like, cutest, friendliest, wouldn't harm a fly necessarily.
But
But
psychotic.
yeah, but
Yeah.
gets, like, I said to her,
Yep.
like, this is the friend, I think I told you about this. It was like the greatest day. And after Labor Day, when she lives in the suburbs and their community pool before they close it for the summer, they let all the dogs go swim in it. And
Oh,
I
yes, I
went,
remember this.
remember, I
Yes.
was like, it was the greatest day
That's
of my
right.
life.
That sounds so fun. Yeah.
And I said to her, I was like, oh, like, let me know when that day is this year because I want to come back
Yeah.
for it. And she goes, I go, oh, do they not do it anymore? And she's like, no, but we're not really allowed back. And I was like, what? And she's like, I just think we tried, but the dog's name is Bodhi. She's like, I just think we tried Bodhi with other dogs. And
not
it's
a
just
fan
not
of other dogs.
happening. And they, God
Oh.
forbid. And I was like, okay, that's fair. And I'm just so, I mean, Bodhi's, I don't know, 45 pounds or something, you
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
but to have an 8.5 or 9 pound dog, because I know you think she's a heifer, and
She's
just be able to like
thick.
pick her up and take her where
Yeah.
we need to go is really not to
Yeah.
be not appreciated kind of thing. So.
Well, it was so good to see her. The other thing I'm sure so many of you are wondering is what did Darren and I talk about? Well, we got together, we talked shit about most of you. We talked shit about our friends,
Usually.
and we took a couple we went and got coffee. By the way, let's talk about that coffee fiasco. So Darren and I go to this coffee shop right across from Waldorf Astoria. Forgetting the name of it now.
Joe
Juice
and the
and Bull.
Juice.
Joe and the Juice. We walk in
We walk in,
we're ready
go
to
to the
order. It's
counter.
we go to the counter. There's nobody at the counter, and we stand
There
there
are,
like
no. There are people
there are
at the
people
counter, but there's no one who's like next taking your
actively.
order.
Oh
Right.
yeah. I meant customers, but yes, exactly. Like so there's people, customers, and then there's like very busy, like three or four like very busy workers. And we stand there for what, Darren? Like probably 10 minutes at
I think we were there for
least.
10 minutes. No one took any
Not a
orders. No one
single,
asked anything.
no eye
Everyone was
contact.
just standing around. No eye contact, no nothing. No, how can I help you? Have you been helped? Nothing.
People were
So.
coming in behind us and then leaving. Like we were the most patient ones. So finally we were like, let's just go around the corner to this other coffee shop. Walk in, first of all, gorgeous, like
Got
gorgeous
served in two
little,
seconds,
got
literally
served
served in.
immediately.
Yeah.
I immediately told them, I was like, by the way, we just had to stand around the corner for 10 minutes to not even get any service. So you guys should play that up that you guys are super quick. And they got a real laugh out of that. But
Yeah. Well, it's
yeah,
true.
so it was so good to see you, even if it was only like, what was that, like an hour at the most. But that's all we need. We talk to each other every single day, every week,
No,
pretty much.
it was really good. And I've been traveling back and forth. One of the reasons we had to do, I think, a flashback was because we haven't recorded NMR rather in a long time, is because I've been doing this thing called Shop What Happens. And I wanted to just shout it out, see if people wanted to watch it at all. But it's on every Sunday for 5 weeks. So the third one is airing this Sunday, whatever date that is, 6/28. We're
Sounds
recording
about
this
right.
before. That'll be the third episode. And it's going to be with
Airing
Michelle
where?
from the Valley. Here's the funny thing. So it's with different Bravo celebrities. It's about 7 to 10 minute segments. Shop. It's like an interview show mixed with some shopping elements, sponsored by Target. Again, it's quick, but we're asking them a lot of questions. First episode was with Lindsay Hubbard. Second episode was with Cynthia Bailey. This coming week is
Love.
this woman, Michelle from the Valley. And then the final two episodes are Ariana from Next Gen and then Nia Bucco from the Valley. But anyway, Michelle, I was filming this, I think maybe that week, right? With Michelle from the Valley. I know you don't know who she is, but anyone that's watching would know.
Is this a
She's
Bravo
dating.
show, I'm assuming?
Yeah, she's
Okay.
dating Dr. Dre. That's all you need to know.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, she sits down and I'm like, her last name is Sanae. And I was like, oh, what's the ethnicity in that? She's like, my mom's Mexican. I can't remember exactly where it was, but she was like, my mom's Mexican and my father is Persian. And I was like, my wife is Persian. Like, love that. Like, Tarongalus, we were talking about that, whatever. We hadn't met yet, like, briefly at BravoCon, but hadn't, whatever. I come home. It's Nadine's birthday on Saturday. We all decide to go bowling, which was so fun. Do not underestimate how fun it is to bowl as adults with a group of friends because it's kind of the
With a
perfect
drink or two
activity.
as well.
Drinks, cake, snacks. Like there's an
Ooh, that does sound
arcade
fun.
there. Like you could just kind of do whatever you wanted. And it was like a bunch of us. So we got three lanes for our friends, right? There was probably like 15 of us. There's three lanes. Two lanes that like boots faced each other and then half another lane. And the reason I'm being specific about it is because that other half lane that we didn't use, who shows up but
Shut.
Michelle from the Valley,
Oh my
her
God.
daughter. And I was like,
Like right
what
after you
the
filmed with her?
right after I filmed it, I was like, this is my Persian wife. I was like, here you go. Everything we're
Oh
talking
my
about. We were like, what are the
God.
chances that we're bowling? Neither of us live in like the part of the city that we were bowling in because we wanted to choose something centrally located. So it was just like
That is
small
very
world.
small world.
Yeah. I
Wow.
thought you'd
What the
appreciate
hell?
that.
I do appreciate that. Now, I do want to just clarify for listeners who may be excited and want to know understand. You have noted that Nadine, you refer to Nadine as your wife, but people might have thought you guys have already had a
I
ceremony
say
or something.
wife,
Maybe we should just
yeah.
clarify that. Yeah.
Clarifying it, she's still my fiance technically on paper.
Yeah.
Wife, because everyone always asks me like, "Oh, fiance, when are you getting married?" And I don't really
Yeah.
have like an answer. And I've been engaged for so long, and we bought a house, so I just say it now,
Yeah.
like
Yeah.
as like a point. David Sedaris kind of has a great bit on him and his husband getting married, but he still feels like a boyfriend, and he only did it for like the tax break. And I'm kind of like,
Yeah.
I relate,
That's
but I can't really
yeah.
say girlfriend because that's not right. Fiance
Right.
just feels like too many open-ended questions. So that's why I
Yeah,
say
right.
maybe I'm just taking the privilege, but
Okay, so we've cleared the air. So if from here on out, if you guys ever hear wife,
clear the
you know
air.
that's what's happening. I just want to
Yes,
make sure
but
listeners don't be like, "Oh my
no,
God, Darren, we missed your wedding," or something like
yeah,
that.
no, thank you for that. And to
Yeah.
finalize, everyone check out Shop What
Yeah.
Happens. It's
Yes,
on
yes, yes.
Peacock
On Peacock.
Sundays. Let me know
Okay.
what you think. Some great products, but it's not being shoved down your throat. So don't think that you're just going to watch 10 minutes of us
Yeah,
hawking
go
like
watch.
Target products. It's not that at all. It's actually interviews, and the shopping segment's a very small portion of it. So please check it out. That would be
I
great.
implore that everyone who's listening watch this, and if you snap a photo and tag me and or Darren in it, we'll reshare it. How about that?
Then
Because we
John
want
will get send you a dick pic back.
to. That's
That's the
right.
rule. Yeah. Thanks,
Wait, I
John.
just wait a minute. I think I need to walk that back.
Yeah.
I will say this. Did I put something in the mail for you this week?
For
Maybe
what?
I
My birthday
did.
next year or when?
Well, maybe you'll have to see exactly now. Is it something worth any real amount of money? I didn't
Definitely
say
not.
that either.
Knowing
I
you,
didn't say
no,
that
I
either.
knowing you,
Knowing
you're
me.
like, I made you this hand turkey that you can put on your fridge during
Oh.
Thanksgiving. Oh, well,
Oh,
that's
okay.
sweet.
Well, that's
That's nice.
sweet. Thanks. Okay. Well, so be on the lookout for that, Darren, and I do want you to let me know whenever you get it. That's all I'm going to say for now.
I
Last
will.
thing here, as we wrap up
Yes.
this little NMR, I must tell everybody. I recently stayed at the Edition Times Square, which was there for work. I typically don't like staying in Times Square unless I'm there for work, just so everyone knows.
It's
It's
so convenient, though.
Yeah, it's very convenient, but it's very congested and kind of hard to maneuver the tourists, but it is very convenient. I was working around Radio City Music Hall, which was only a block away, so it turned out to be great. But when I was at the Edition Times Square, which for anyone who is familiar is right above or right connected to the Hershey store, if you know the little
Yes.
Hershey spot. Okay. The smell, the scent of the Edition Times Square.
Of cotton, the
Listen,
fabric of our
of our lives.
lives.
Now we all know hotels, especially upscale nice hotels always do smell great. The Waldorf
They have a
Astoria smells.
signature. They have a
They have a
signature scent.
signature scent. By the way, really quick, go back Waldorf Astoria. Guys, it was like walking through a museum. It was like the most gorgeous, beautiful thing you've ever seen. So love Waldorf Astoria. My coworkers and I that were working that week or that weekend or whatever, we just kept being like, "Oh my God!" Like, not only does the whole building smell good, the soaps and everything inside are matching, so that's amazing. And then they have an $80 candle in your hotel room that you can take off the tray and get charged
Purchase?
to the room if you'd like. So tempted to do it, but didn't want to deal with the expenses of having to expense a candle and explain that to my boss. So I did not do that. But I want to tell everybody, you know how I am with Bath and Body Works, okay? I love a Bath and Body
I
Works.
know.
Every 3 to 4 months, I go back to upstock my soaps because I go through my seasonal soaps. I was just there. Like, I also hate Bath and Body Works because they will ask me a million questions. I'm a guy. They're like, "What are you doing here?" I'm usually the only man
Sir,
in the
do you know
store.
you're in a Bath and
Sir, are
Body
you
Works?
okay? Are you sick? Do you need help?
Are you
So
sick?
anyway, I was there last weekend sniffing around as I do to all my different soaps. I try to like change it up. I don't have the one and only thing I love. You guys know Vampire Blood comes around in October. I stock up on that because I just love it so much. Anyway, I'm sniffing around. I'm pulling a Snoopy. I'm sniff, sniff, sniffing, trying to find what I like.
By the way, side note,
Yeah,
Nadine
no, go
just
ahead.
literally came down the stairs, did not flinch at you just hearing vampire blood. You know, I get it once a year and didn't hear anything. Not a flinch, not a look over here, just kept walking. You're
Just kind of,
she can
yeah.
hear it.
She's
Not
like,
any, she didn't, it didn't break a stride. She didn't know, she didn't blink.
she
She
was
didn't
like,
do like a,
whatever that
huh,
means, good for him.
Darren, explain this to
Yeah.
me later. She was just like,
Yeah.
keep on walking. So I just
Yep.
want you to know that she's not
She's a
fazed
good
by
wife.
your
She's a
random
good
sight.
wife. She's a good wife. She knows that you will be talking about blood on the show at least.
She'll ask
So,
me about it later, I'm
yeah,
sure.
she'll
But
ask later and I can
yeah.
explain if she needs me to.
She just
So,
said, no.
no, that's okay. Hi, Nadine, by the
Set.
way.
Yes.
So I'm sniffing around. I'm pulling a Snoopy. I'm checking out all the different scents that there are in the store. Well, let me tell you something right now.
You're on a sniffari.
I'm on a safari tour. That's right. There's a new, I don't know if it's new. It's new to me. I don't know how long it's been there. I would have bought this, I'm sure, before. It's called Rosewood and Suede. And it's almost a one-to-one dupe to the smell, the scent at the Edition Times Square. So, of course, I bought three bottles of it. It was also 50% off day, guys. So I got three bottles for 50% off. It was like 12 bucks.
I almost feel like Rosewood and Suede is like a drag queen
It
brothers that are like, you
is.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're
Yeah.
Rosewood and Suede.
And
Like, it's a Vegas
suede.
act.
Yeah, we're sickening. Yeah. No, so I just want to tell everyone, if you're at a Bath and Body Works, check out Rosewood and Suede. Thank me later. Let me know in the comments or DM me what you think about it.
Need to do any of that.
Or don't, because you have a lot of other more important things to do. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's right.
that's more
Yeah.
right. But Rosewood and Suede, I love a dupe. Trader Joe's has
Well,
great dupes.
yeah, they have actual dupes, Trader Joe's, things like that. I don't know if it's meant to be a dupe. It's just the scent that reminded me of the scent from the edition. So, highly
It
recommend.
does just go to show though, like when you have dupes, right? Like how much money, if we actually had all the time in the world to put an effort into every single dollar that we spent everywhere, how much money are we leaving on the table by like buying, you know, the
I
$500
know.
face cream that you could really get for $13 ingredients wise at CVS? It just doesn't have that same cachet. And maybe not something as extreme, but I always think about like, yes, I want there to be dupes. And it also annoys me that they're
Yeah, I
duped
know, me too.
because
I'm
I've been
exact same
duped
way.
into buying this,
Yes,
you know,
yes.
for so
Yeah.
long. So,
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
this can be its own thing. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's meant to be a literal dupe, but it smells so good. And Darren, if you want, I'll send you something maybe one day in the mail. That's not what's in the mail, by the way, but
I mean,
just so
sweetie,
you
I
know.
have to have like 900. Like, already think
What's
about
your
my 40th now because that's not happening for another 2 years. So just think about it now.
That's right. What is your soap game? Like, do you have a soap you always buy for your bathrooms? Do you
I'm
care?
a big bar soap person, and
Oh,
my
you
mom, like every
are.
Christmas, gets me those like bars, really nice bars of soap, or like
A
they
good
can be 30,
dial.
$40. Like, yeah, good dial.
A good dial from the
I don't
Dollar
know how to
Tree.
pronounce the ingredient. It's either vetiver or vetiver.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of
It
that.
smells amazing. Trader Joe's actually has like a hand soap with it. And then she also gets me this like evergreen soap that almost smells like Christmas would smell. And that
Okay, I
just
like
is like,
that.
oh, I love
Pine
that
is
scent.
refreshing. Pine is like a minty.
Ocean,
Yes,
pine, anything
yes.
like that. I just love like a
Me too.
fresh.
Me
I don't
too.
like an overly scented anything in particular, but
Right,
anyway, bar
right.
soap girly, big into it.
Okay, that's good to know. And if you guys listening, tell us what your favorite soaps are. What are you stocking up your home and soaps with? Maybe we should make our own soaps. You know, people can do that. Like maybe
Okay.
like make up our own little scents and like sell them as merch or something.
We'll
I don't
call it
know.
death. Who wouldn't buy death soap?
Rosewood and suede,
Murder
vampire
in the
blood.
shower.
Yeah, murder in the
Yes.
shower. There's been a murder in the shower, the
Who wouldn't
signature
buy that
scent.
scent?
Yeah, oh my
Yes.
God. All right, guys. Well, this is getting out of hand as usual. So we're gonna go record our next full episode. And it's an interesting one. And of course, thank you for all of you who are already supporting us on Patreon. But if you want early episodes ad-free, make sure you sign up for that radish or sussy radish tier.
Oh, and for those
Yeah.
Spurs fans on Facebook that
Oh
were, you know, being
yeah.
like, love you, Dad, but Spurs.
Yeah.
I want you all to explain to me how you feel as their fans, not losing, but them being such sore losers that Wemby walked off, didn't shake anybody's hands, and didn't shake any of the players' hands.
Oh, I didn't know that
Spurs fans,
happened.
at me, please.
Yeah,
Thank
at
you.
Darren. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.